Hey, this is Debony from Zeitgeist. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. And I just wanted to give you a heads up that our enrollment for the ZG Exploring 23 cohort is going on right now. And if you enroll before August 14th, you can take advantage of our early bird discount and save $200. Thought you might like to know that. Check it out at zgatl.org.
Hey, this is Debony Morgan, and you are tuned into the Spirit of Now Zeitgeist podcast, where we talk to different cool spiritual people about cool spiritual things. And today is going to be a very quick episode because we just want to let you know about our program that's coming up, Exploring, as an introduction to our Exploring cohort, which will be a 9-month long program. So let's jump into it. I am Debony Morgan, the executive director of Zeitgeist, Atlanta's home for the spiritually independent. And I say Atlanta and beyond because a lot of our activities do go beyond Atlanta. But in this case, this will be an in-person event and an in-person cohort. So it will be your chance to get together with other local people and get to know them. So I am going to tell you about the nuts and bolts of the program, but first I want you to meet our teacher for Exploring, and that's Dr. Kimberly Hundley. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Dr. Kim.
Awesome. Welcome. Thank you so much. I am Dr. Kimberly Hundley. I will be the facilitator this year for the Exploring cohort. So I am very excited about it. I believe this is going to be a life-changing and an inner healing experience for you all.
That is beautiful. And I understand that you are a newly minted spiritual director yourself.
Yes, I am. Yay. Graduate of Zeitgeist. So I am so proud of being an alum of the program. It just awesome life-changing experience for me. Would not have done it anywhere else. And I'm so grateful for the leadership of Debony and the team. Yeah, we had awesome facilitators that stepped in and taught different parts of the our curriculum. And yeah. So it was great to have different voices in that space with us. So yeah, you're going to be well pleased.
So let me tell you a little bit about what we're referring to. We have at Zeitgeist a 3-year program to become a spiritual director. But the first year of the program is a cohort that we call Exploring. Now, you're not committing to anything by doing the Exploring group, except to spending time together to sort of look into your own spiritual formation. We call it Exploring because we expect you to sort of grow and build on your own spiritual ideas, but also maybe challenge them a little bit and be up against people who see the world differently than you. We are an interspiritual, interfaith organization. So we bring together students from all sorts of different backgrounds. We have had a Soto Zen priest in the program. We have had a rabbi in the program. We've had a Benedictine nun in the program. We've also had people who say, spirituality, I don't know. It's just a big question mark, but I want to find out. And I want to sit in a room with a bunch of other people. So that's who you would find yourself with in this Exploring program. We want to attract people who want to get together to meet people with different perspectives and also to grow and build on your own. So the way the program works is it's one Saturday a month, 3 hours. And you have assigned reading. And instead of saying reading, I usually say materials, because sometimes what you're assigned is a podcast. Sometimes you're assigned a TED Talk. Sometimes you're assigned some sort of video. You can read audiobooks, you know, whatever fits the topic. We're going to try to get as fresh and as diverse as we can. And speaking of fresh and diverse, not only are we hoping to call people from different spiritual backgrounds, but we are really wanting to be as inclusive as possible. And I'm I'm seeing this more across the board with other organizations. And so that's wonderful. Everybody wins. But I'm also proud of the fact that that was our original foundation back in 2016. That was the original mission of what we do at Zeitgeist, is to change the face of spiritual direction. And I mean that partially literally. Mm-hmm. So we are working hard to create a safe space for people of all colors, all religions, different cultures, differently abled people, neurodiversity, recovering addicts. You're welcome here. You are welcome here. We are working to be as inclusive as possible. So we've got some programming that I think leans into that idea. What you will find in the program is we're going to talk about the names of God. That maybe we don't even say God. What do you say? What is helpful to talk about that? We're going to talk about the dark night of the soul. Lots of fun. We're going to talk about creativity and what is the role of creative expression and imagination in being a spiritual person on a spiritual path. We're going to talk about practice. What kinds of spiritual practice have you found helpful for you? And what kind of spiritual practices would you like to learn more about? What is the person sitting next to you doing? And how interesting is that? I want to talk about identities, because sometimes who the outside world tells you you are gets supplanted for the idea of who God might think you are. So we want to talk about race. We want to talk about sexual orientation. We want to talk about gender identity. We want to talk about socioeconomic status. We want to talk about what part of the country you're from, because all of these things teach you about who you are until you teach yourself about who you are. And then we want to talk about faith in the world. Okay, that's great. You've got a doctrine. How does that show up? We want to talk about that and challenge that. And we talk about ritual. We talk about initiation. We talk about all kinds of things from all sorts of spiritual perspectives. So that's kind of what the program is about. But Kim, can you offer us some perspective from your time as a student? What was it like to be in the program?
Well, I think it was eye-opening, because I think for me, it caused me to struggle through and grapple with my embedded theology, who I thought God was, what I believe God was calling me to do. And it called me to, what's the word I want to use? Broaden my perspective of who the deity is and how spirit dwells in my life, how spirit shows up, and how I hear spirit. And what it did, it caused me not to be on this little one path and be narrow-minded, but listening to my sisters in class and listening to the facilitators, it was like, oh my God, this is so much bigger than I ever imagined it could be. And it was freeing for me. Inclusivity is so beautiful, because it allows me to love each person sitting next to me and not have to diminish my own light.
Yeah.
By embracing someone else who may be in a same-sex relationship with someone, who may be in any type of level of transitioning in their lives. So it was moving for me. It was healing for me. It was freeing. And it teaches you how to love. It teaches you how to love yourself. Because you realize that you're not the only person that has questions. You're not the only one struggling to find out, how do I fit in this thing called life? And what I really got from this, the exploring, is, what's my life purpose? What have I been called here for? What was I created? Is it just to go through all the junk that we go through in life and bump my head against the wall and have trial and tribulations? Or is it deeper than that? And so I think every one of the topics that we're going to discuss and exploring is going to help you better understand you. And I love it, because it teaches me that how I believe God to be showing up in my life, I need to show up that way in everything that I do, how I treat other people, how I treat myself, how I love those that are different than I am. And so whatever faith we come from, if we have an understanding of that, in our minds and our spirits, it has to show up somewhere. And if we're not showing up that way, what's wrong? Am I taking on someone else's hatred and perpetuating that in the world? Or am I choosing to hear God's voice for myself and make my own decisions? So I think it's very healing, the exploring process. Very freeing.
Okay. So I tell you what, for people who are listening to this or watching the video version of this, is Dr. Kimberly Hundley compelling or what? Do you want to sit in a room with this lady and learn from her and absorb that positive energy? Because I love it every time I get a chance to do that. So we're going to give you that opportunity. We don't want you to sign up for the Exploring program until you feel like this is the right place for you, until you check it out, give it a test drive, have a little taste, see if you like it. So we want to offer you that opportunity, and it's going to show up for you on Saturday, June 17th, 2023. I've learned the hard way that I need to put years when we do podcasts that go out, 2023, from 10 in the morning till noon. We are going to get together at ZG headquarters in Tucker, and we're going to have a little mini session, and Dr. Kimberly will be leading this, and she's going to tell you about our topic in just a minute. But the idea is I'll be there also, and this is your chance to ask all the questions you want to ask. It's your chance to meet other people that very likely will be in the class with you. It's your chance to just get that sensation of sitting in a room with like-minded people and having a really juicy conversation about things that are broadly spiritual. So tell us about the theme, Dr. Kim. What are we going to be talking about?
We're going to talk about inside and outside. And we're going to talk about what do I feel is valuable to me in this life? How do I hear the voice of my higher power? What is my core value system? And how did I acquire that? Where did it come from? What narrative has spoken over me that I embraced and said, yeah, I'll follow this? And then we have to stop and say, first of all, does that still serve me, that narrative? And then also to figure out how is that to be translated in my action? How do I love others from my core value, from my core values, how I see myself, how I desire to be seen? Because sometimes how we want to be seen is not how we show up. But this process is going to help you struggle through that thing, get a better understanding for yourself of who you are, and to be more comfortable in that space and asking the questions that you want to ask and sitting with the responses when you hear them. And not all things are going to be positive or pleasant, but we have to risk searching those things out so we can be delivered and healed. Yeah. And we can hold on to so much unresolved trauma that can paint our lens and how we see things. But if we risk this and we attempt to explore what it is that causes me to be who I am, how it is I got here in my life, and what direction do I want to go in? Am I comfortable in my skin? And if I'm not, am I holding secrets or holding a part of me back because I'm ashamed to show up the way I truly believe that I am? Because I'm fearful someone else is going to judge me? And is that healing or life-giving? And if it's not, I invite you to join us on June 17th to explore and have the beginning conversation to who you are and who you desire to be, and to be brave enough to ask the questions that you desire to ask of yourself and as of from your higher power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kim, when you're describing it like that, I just want to reassure people that, we are qualified. Dr. Kim and I are qualified because we are both licensed psychotherapists, as well as certified spiritual directors. But I want to tell you something about our organization with Zeitgeist. Is we understand it it might not be going too far to say the thrust of our origination is around religious trauma. So when Dr. Kimberly's talking about things like mission and purpose and calling, please understand that we are not coming from a place where we've already got an idea of what that should be for you, that we are studied in religious trauma, and we want to create a safe space that is different, perhaps, than other places that you have been to have spiritual conversations. So yes. I just want to make that very clear. And another thing that we do that's different is we are going to have these heavy conversations. I think, Kimberly, I might be misremembering, but I think every person in the room was crying last year, like good crying, like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm in this moment crying.
Yes, right? Yes.
So there might be some of that, but I also want to tell you, how are we going to have this conversation? There's going to be music. Mm-hmm. There's pop music. Mm-hmm. There's going to be poetry.
Yes.
There's going to be, you know, this is a creative space as well. So mm-hmm. we're not going to sit you down and say, okay, here we go. We're going deep. We're going to be playful mm-hmm. on our way there. So mm-hmm. please trust us. We got the best of all the different worlds. We've got the heavy, and we've got the fun and the light and the soft and the laughter mm-hmm. and the tears.
Yes. And we sit with you in that space. We hold space for you to process and to discuss and to heal, and no judgment.
Yeah.
We offer love and acceptance.
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
So let us know. We're going to put wherever you're watching or listening to this, we got links nearby to get you registered for the Exploring event. It's free Saturday, June 17th, 2023, 10 a.m. to noon. The address will be on the information for you in Tucker, and you can meet myself and meet Dr. Kimberly and join us for a whole lot of fun in a short mm-hmm. amount of time.
Amen.
All righty. See you then.
See you.